This is Wayne Dyer. I'd like to share with you a powerful secret. One that has the ability to transform your life in ways that you probably can't even begin to imagine. You have the innate power to attract to yourself anything you want in life. This is a very strange, yet a powerful idea. You have the power to attract to yourself anything you want in life. This power lies deep within the recesses of your soul and is only accessible through the workings of your highest self. In this program, I'll lead you on a journey to this mysterious territory, and I'm going to reveal ancient spiritual teachings that will help guide you to the truth of your own divinity and begin to reveal the secrets to manifesting anything you desire.
From remarkable stories of prosperity and healings that bordered on miracles, thousands of people all over the world have already experienced amazing feats of manifesting in their lives. And you can too. With Dr. Wayne Dyer's Secrets to Manifesting Your Destiny. In this live seminar recording, Dr. Dyer will explore the mysterious workings of your highest self and reveal the 9 spiritual principles that hold the key to your true destiny. Nightingale Conant is pleased to invite you to enter a dimension of limitlessness, where the power of the universe is there for the taking, where you will discover limitless riches and abundant happiness, a place that will change the way you think about life forever.
Thank you. The subject matter of this presentation is in areas that I must admit that I've had some concern about my own ability to write and speak about these things. There's more doubt in me as I prepared to write about this and to speak about this than I really like to admit to. I have written books about banishing doubt, about having faith, about having confidence in yourself, and so on. And it seems to me that you get to a point in your life where all that you've done up until this point is sort of preliminary to something grander and something greater, and you're almost afraid of what that thing might be. And I don't think it matters what age you are. I think there comes a moment when you recognize in yourself that now I've got to take a leap. I've been safe. I've been in territory that I'm familiar with and that is easy for me. And now I want to take that leap of faith, but I don't know if I can do it. I always like the metaphor of standing on a cliff. And down below is an abyss. And this abyss is endless. And I think of our lives as like we're standing there and we know that this is all unknown territory. And it's like we jump, perhaps, but when we jump, there's like a rock that goes with us and we hang on to this rock. And we're grabbing it and holding on to it, and we're falling, and we're being carried someplace that we're not quite sure where we're headed, which is sort of what our life is like. And we just hang on to this thing, this rock, whatever it might be, our reality, if you will, or our past, and we cling to it, and we cling to it, and we cling to it so strongly because we're afraid if we let go, who knows what could happen. And then there comes a moment or a time when you realize this thing isn't doing you any good. This thing that is your past, this thing that is all your teachings, this thing is that you're so familiar with that you don't want to let go of it, but you're not quite sure why you're hanging on to it. And then there comes a moment when you realize, hey, I can let go of this thing, and it doesn't really change anything. That's sort of the way I feel about entering into this whole territory of being able to manifest. And when I talk about manifesting, I'm really talking about the ability to take what it is that we think about, that's in the world of our thoughts, and to be able to have the power to bring that into the world of our daily experience called the physical world, whatever that might be. Now, when I started thinking about, after I had completed Real Magic and Your Sacred Self and all of the programs that are around those themes, a lot of people would write to me who had listened to these programs, who had read my books, and would say, what's the next step for you? You know, what can you do after this? I can't imagine that you could write anything any more than this, I've heard people tell me, or you could say any more. And always at the back of my mind was this idea that there is something missing in all of the literature that really doesn't deal efficiently and effectively with this this ability to attract to us and to have show up for us in our lives what it is that we would like. Somehow we've come to believe that that's outside of our control, that whatever shows up, whatever happens to us, whatever the breaks are, whatever those things are all sort of in the realm of coincidences, and they happen if God wants them to happen for us, or if they're so predestined or ordained, and that we don't have that kind of power to be able to do that. That's reserved, if you will, and it's reserved for deities or people who have special dispensation from God or holy people or lucky people, but it doesn't really involve me. I grew up with that attitude, just like so many of the rest of us. But always at the back of my mind, I felt that there are some people who have the ability to get outside of that mentality. And there are some people that just attract things to themselves, and they seem to show up, and we just call them lucky. But they're not. There's certain qualities, there's certain behaviors, there's certain attitudes that people have that we've never really made a science out of, okay? We've never really studied in depth. And I thought to myself, I'm going to talk about manifesting. Many of you listening, many of you here today with me, know that my work has really shifted. It's shifted from teaching people how to manage their emotions and teaching people how to avoid being victims in their lives and to have psychological strength and how to raise children like this and all of these things that I have. And then there's been a shift. And in the last 10 or 15 years, the shift moved away from matters physical and into matters metaphysical, beyond the physical. And then my work took on like this real sort of spiritual tone. And God became a very important part of my life and my work when this wasn't so in my earlier work. In fact, if you look through books that I wrote 20, 25 years ago, you won't even see references to the word spiritual or to the word God. And if you look at more recent things. And people ask me about that. You know, and I say, you know, it's just as intriguing to me as it is to you. I don't know why either. But my writing seems to, and my programs, my work seems to reflect a consciousness that I am going through, and it seems to reflect what the rest of the world is going through as well. That there is a shift, and I seem to be one of the spokespeople for that shift.